The budget has landed. Here is what Australian professionals need to know. The 2026-27 federal budget, handed down on the evening of Tuesday, the 12th of May 2026, carries more than cost of living headlines. Beneath the five rounds of personal income tax cuts and fuel excise relief sits a set of structural reforms that will reshape how Australians invest in property, how discretionary trusts are taxed, and how the negative gearing rules interact with new versus established housing. For lawyers, conveyancers, real estate professionals, and accountants, the downstream effects of these changes will arrive quickly, and they will arrive in volume. How will the 2026-27 tax cuts affect property transaction volumes? The government's suite of personal income tax measures, including a reduction in the 16% tax rate to 15% from the 1st of July 2026, are further cut to 14% from the 1st of July 2027, a new working Australian's tax offset of up to $250, and a $1,000 instant tax deduction for work-related expenses, is designed to put more disposable income in the hands of working Australians. For the legal and property sector, the significance of this is straightforward. Consumers with more after-tax income are more likely to transact. An average wage earner will be up to $2,701 better off in 2027-28 compared to 2023-24 tax settings. That is not a trivial sum in a market where deposit gaps and serviceability concerns have suppressed first home buyer activity. Conveyancers and property lawyers should anticipate a sustained lift in transaction volume as these cuts flow through household budgets over the next 18 to 24 months. What do the negative gearing and CGT reforms mean for property professionals? The more structurally significant changes, at least for property professionals, are the reforms to negative gearing and capital gains tax. From the 1st of July 2027, negative gearing will be limited to new builds. Investors who purchase established housing after budget night will still be able to deduct losses against residential property income, but those losses can no longer be offset against other income sources such as wages. The government has also announced it will replace the current 50% CGT discount with an inflation-adjusted discount, alongside a minimum 30% tax on gains, applying to assets acquired after the 1st of July 2027. These are not minor adjustments. They fundamentally alter the investment calculus for established property and the transition rules, which grandfathered existing holdings but apply new arrangements to post-budget purchases, create a two-tiered market that practitioners will need to navigate carefully. For real estate professionals, the immediate effect will be a shift in investor appetite. New builds will carry a distinct tax advantage that established properties do not, and that differential will become embedded in how buyers approach the market. Clients will increasingly seek advice on how these rules interact with their existing portfolios, and the due diligence required around property type, acquisition date, and intended use will intensify. For property lawyers and conveyancers, the volume and complexity of that due diligence will grow. Clients entering into contracts for new off-the-plan developments will want assurance around planning status, construction timelines, and compliance history. The accuracy of title searches, planning certificates, and development approvals will be more consequential than ever, because the tax treatment of the asset depends partly on whether it qualifies as a new build under the new rules. How does the new 30% discretionary trust tax affect estate planning advice? The announcement of a minimum 30% tax on discretionary trust distributions from the 1st of July 2028, with a three-year rollover relief period commencing the 1st of July 2027, will have significant implications for estate planning and structuring advice. Discretionary trusts have long been used by Australian families and small businesses to manage income splitting and intergenerational wealth transfer. The reform does not eliminate those structures, but it does alter their tax efficiency in ways that will prompt a wave of reviews and potential restructures. Rollover relief is available to those who restructure before the effective date, and 3 years is a workable window, but it is not an indefinitely open one. Accountants will be managing conversations with clients about whether existing structures remain fit for purpose. Estate lawyers will be re-examining trust deeds, reviewing succession and distribution arrangements, and advising on restructuring options. This is the kind of reform that generates sustained advisory workloads, not a one-off compliance event. Which budget measures will benefit small business clients? Which budget measures will benefit small business clients? For practices that work with small business clients, two additional measures deserve attention. The $20,000 instant asset write-off for small businesses has been made permanent from the 1st of July 2026. This provides certainty for businesses with turnover up to $10 million and simplifies investment decisions. Combined with the reintroduction of loss carryback provisions, which will allow eligible companies to offset current year losses against tax paid in the prior 2 years, from 2026 to 2027, small business clients will have more tools to manage cash flow and plan capital expenditure. These measures are likely to stimulate business formation and investment activity, both of which generate transactional and advisory work for the professionals who serve them. What this means for practice management. Budget cycles always generate inquiries. The 2026 to 27 budget, with its layered reforms across personal tax, property investment, trust structures, and small business, will generate sustained client demand for well-informed advice. Practices that can respond quickly, with accurate information and efficient processes, will be better positioned than those still working through paper-based or fragmented workflows. The shift toward new build investment and the complexity of transitional CGT arrangements will increase the volume of property due diligence. The trust reforms will extend the advisory cycle well beyond a single financial year. Across all of these changes, the common thread is that practitioners who have connected, compliance-ready systems will find it easier to meet increased demand without absorbing it as increased cost.